It's Susie and Ed driving you home this afternoon. Gentlemen, please be upstanding.
There it is. National anthem of North Korea to welcome in my dance teacher, Kim Jong Georgia.
I hear this more than I hear the Australian national anthem. Well,
have you given up complaining about it? Have you accepted it, Georgia, or are you still fighting the fight for this not
right.
to be...
He thinks that it's stuck, and now he just calls me Kim. And people think it's like, my name's Kimberly, but he just says Kim. Oh, Kim's over there. Kim, where is she?
See?
Shocking. Yeah, I mean,
it's stuck.
Well, look, the fact is you're doing well because you've got him dancing really well. So whatever you're doing, whatever sort of, regime you've got him on, it is working. You did really, the dance the other night didn't score as high as it should have. Would you get 18
so
or something, did you?
We were ripped off.
What did we get?
We got like 18.
Do you know that?
Right, I think we got 16.
But how much did... I don't want to play favourites, but how much did Dummy get?
Yeah, too much.
Oh, she did really well.
20-something.
She did really well.
Yeah, come on.
No, sorry.
She did get a 9.
I know she did. That was too high.
The 9 was ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I didn't actually watch it. Well, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, you've heard
anyway,
of it first.
This man's a judge
on The Masked Singer, so he knows.
Maybe he should be a guest judge.
Oh, my goodness.
We're happy to get involved. Absolutely happy to get involved.
Good Bindi Irwin.
We love you two and what you do together. And he was spinning you outside or something. Is that what's going on out there?
Yeah, our trick of the week. Last week we put a trick up on our socials of a flip. And then we've got a new trick this week, which we've been not allowed to use in our dance. So we've decided we put it out on the socials.
Trick Thursday.
Number one network star of our socials,
yes.
Georgia, you last week.
No, so he told me.
Can we do it again?
Yes.
Guys.
Go and have a look. That'll go
Susie
up.
Search it on Instagram.
Have you upped the trick? Is it even last week?
Three-part trick.
Well, this was one that we were going to use last week, but rules, we decided to stay in the rules last week.
Yeah, we would have got disqualified if we'd used
it. Forget about the rules.
Yeah.
It's what I keep telling her, Hughes.
But he wasn't in a position where he could forget about the rules because he'd scored a 2 the week before.
We had scored a 2.
No, you had scored a 2. She won the competition last year. Remember that with Samuel Johnson.
It's hard to forget, mate. I do hear it a bit.
You nearly got kicked out week one this time.
That's true. We got 10 week two. We got a total of 10.
Okay.
And last year, I got a 10 from one judge. Just one judge, and that was from all three.
Okay. Oh, that's awful. But now we've got you in for something else.
Tell me a fascinating story today.
What's this?
You do some work with a dance company.
You
do some work helping to recruit dancers for a show.
I do.
And we were
all
going
above board, by the way, as well. I mean, that sort of thing.
That was so unnecessary, David. That was an unnecessary qualifier. No one except you was thinking about any other type of dance recruitment. What's going on? Now he's got me thinking.
That's dodgy, isn't it?
No.
If I'm ever recruiting dancers.
Yes, it is. If you're recruiting dancers, because you're not in that world. Georgia works for dance companies.
I mean, absolutely. Burn the floor, all that sort of thing.
Did anyone think that was dodgy? Jack?
No, not at all.
Tones with a knife.
Absolutely not.
Ted,
thank you.
Fred, you're an absolute, you're really dodgy. Did you think that was shifty?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, you don't count. I shouldn't have asked him. Tash.
Well, it was worth qualifying.
No, thank you so much.
So what about the fact that she recruits dancers and she vets them?
Well, what's the issue here? I was shocked by something that, Georgia, you told me can knock people out. What is the platform?
Of the recruitment process.
Yeah, what is the platform that you use to weed people out?
Right, so, we're in 2020 and landlines don't really exist anymore.
Okay, we're not that old, yes.
But so when we hire dancers, we ask for their social media handles and then I get the great job of stalking them.
You go
on
through
social
all
media.
Their pictures, and if
I mean not all of them,
a fair few though,
a fair few, like anyone's that pop out, and really that's like the be all and end all. Like if there's something weird on their social media,
it might be there might be all over. Like if you see them surrounded by guns and drugs,
exactly.
In a photo.
Has that ever happened to a dancer?
Or maybe like
riding a tank,
or maybe like a selfie in a G-string or something like that. That
really
would be weird.
Where are these photos? I mean, they may need a second appraisal. So you're saying one photo can knock someone out of a job?
I mean, yeah. Like, what were we saying today? Certain people that look like they've always got a drink in their hand is generally not a good idea if you want to do nine shows a week.
Shots, party.
And if they're out all the time, if they look, they're always partying, you don't want a bar of it.
Pretty well, not for certain jobs. Like, we hire for cruise ships, and that's never good on a cruise ship.
Yeah, what you need
there
is people.
You've got to be straight on the cruise ships. Yeah. Absolutely. It's just, well, I mean, the workers do. They get drug tested on cruise ships, don't they?
Have you been drug tested on a cruise ship?
I have. And breathalyzed. I passed. I do know some people that have shaved their heads before getting on the cruise ship.
No hair, no fibers. Yeah, good
idea.
I've
had hair cut out of my head, a big chunk, when I was like 19. Like, what was I going to do then?
Oh, well,
some people.